Hello, hello, welcome, welcome. I am here today to talk to you about how to speak better in another language. So if you're learning a language, chances are you want to speak it at some point with people and ideally be understood, right? And it's not always easy to figure out what it is specifically that you should be working on to be better understood, because there's so many different factors. So in this episode, we are going to look at the broad picture of 5 key areas that will help you speak better. And you can then figure out which areas are the gaps for you, so you can go forward and figure out what you need to focus on rather than just trying to throw spaghetti at the wall. First of all then, vocab and grammar. Of course, these areas will make speaking better, but it's really important to know that that isn't it. Just better vocab and better grammar isn't enough to make you speak as well as you would like, as fluently and confidently as you would like. And the thing here is that if you're thinking, I'll just wait until I am, until I've got perfect vocab or perfect grammar before I speak, or I'm not ready to speak because I don't have the words, I don't have the grammar, really all you're doing is holding yourself back, because you can start speaking now. You can find your speaking confidence now with the vocab and the grammar that you currently have. Even if it's super minimal and you're a real beginner, you can still begin to work on building your speaking confidence, because there's so many other areas. So of course, keep learning vocabulary, keep learning grammar, but just remember that that on its own isn't the be all and end all of speaking better in another language. And you'll probably find that vocab and grammar are 2 areas where you are continually improving. They're sort of bubbling under. There's always a bit of vocab, there's always a bit of grammar work. They're just there in the background a lot. And if that's the case, that's really, really good, because, and this is how I share this as well in Language Life, this idea of the intentional and the incidental vocab and grammar that you are learning and how you can really make the most of that. There's just a lot of different ways where you have vocab, you have grammar under the radar without really needing it to be all of your effort. Vocab and grammar then, one key area that could be responsible for a bit of lack of speaking confidence for you. But remember, there's so much more. And one of those is non-verbal communication and pragmatics. And this is something really worth paying attention to. In a nutshell, this is all about getting better at understanding what's being said beyond spoken words. This does include some vocal elements, things like intonation, how fast you're speaking, how loudly you're speaking, those sorts of things which are related to the words. But there's also plenty of non-verbal elements too that really play a factor in terms of everything that you say that you're not actually saying. So think about things like body language and gesture, the distance from who you're speaking with. All of these things impact your meaning, but not only your meaning, the interpretation of your meaning. So who you're speaking with is interpreting your meaning, not just because of the words that you say, but the way that you're saying it all and everything else that's going alongside. Lots of this stuff is cross-cultural, so it's the same across cultures. It might be the same in your native language, things that you're already used to, the words beyond words, the communication beyond words that you're already used to from your native language might cross over, but there's plenty as well that is culturally unique. So it's really worth observing, first of all, how native speakers use these non-verbal elements to see if there's anything that is perhaps different, aligns with those initial expectations, or there's something that maybe you need to change about the way that you're communicating. The third core area here is, and this is a weird one at first, you'll be like, what? Listening. We speak better when we listen better. It's often an ignored factor because we think that, you know, speaking, we work on that in isolation. Listening, we work on that in isolation. Reading, writing, etc. But there's so much crossover, and it's very rare that in a real life situation, we would be speaking a monologue, right? A lot of our practice will be, and we'll come onto that, but in the real world, when we're actually speaking and wanting to be understood, we're speaking to other people. And often, they're going to be speaking back to us. So that relies on us having good listening skills as well. And it's the same kind of thing here with listening as with speaking. We've said about vocab and grammar being this constant thing that will improve your speaking but isn't the be all and end all. Same with listening. Two of the big listening success factors are vocab and grammar, but there's plenty more. So things like your sound discrimination ability. How well can you distinguish between words? Can you tell when one word ends and another one starts? Things like affective factors as well. So that's stuff to do with mood and feelings and emotion, all of those things that we don't always pay as much attention to as we should. There's plenty that affect your listening. We really dig into this a lot in Language Life. We have a whole module about listening and how to improve each of these listening success factors so that you can become a better listener and therefore become a better speaker. Area number four is mindset. So improving your mindset, the way that you think about speaking, the way that you think about yourself as a language learner, the sort of speak more, speak now, do it even if you're embarrassed, just do it, that kind of Shia LaBeouf-esque-ness of speaking advice. Of course, it's great advice. If we want to speak better, speaking more will help, but it often gets reduced to a soundbite, and that doesn't allow much space for us to really consider things like mindset when we're thinking about all of this stuff. Again, this is why we have the module in Language Life dedicated to mindset, to motivation, to really allow some space for this, because this is a crucial part, not only of speaking better, but just really feeling so much better about your language learning across the board. You know, we talk a lot about wanting to learn languages quickly and easily, and it's only when we understand all of this stuff that we can actually do that, because we then are able to tailor things to our own needs, our own wants, our own situations, because we understand how it all works. So when we can begin to control these sort of mindset factors a little bit more, we're able to actually learn quicker and easier, which is really the bottom line of what so many people want when it comes to language learning. And if we just include some space in there for mindset, then we can do it as we're really wanting to do. So, you know, don't be tempted to skip mindset work if you want to actually speak faster and quicker and more fluently and more confidently and all of that stuff. And finally, number five, the fifth area here, this is something that is so, so valuable. Develop a solo speaking habit. Imagine, you know, Lang Lang, the piano player, right? Imagine he just walks up to the stage, tackles a song for the first time. People have paid to see him, and it's the first time he's ever done it. So he's making all the mistakes, hitting all the wrong keys, playing all the wrong notes. It's a disaster. No one's gonna pay to see him again. Kind of the same thing with speaking another language. If we expect to just rock up to those scenarios without actually having had time to practice for ourselves, not gonna be pretty sight. Us language learners are so prone to skipping solo speaking practice because we think that when we're on our own, language learning has to be kind of, we're reading, we're listening, we're writing, those kind of very solo, very silent activities. But absolutely we can and we should be including speaking in that independent practice. We don't need to wait until we have a lesson booked or an exchange booked, or we need to get a train ticket and so we need to speak to someone to do that. We don't need to wait for those situations. We can practice speaking solo. And when I say solo speaking, this can be anything from walking around your house, kind of just narrating your daily routine to yourself. It could be reading something aloud that you're reading, you know, just saying it aloud. Or it could be hitting record on your phone and saying something in response to a prompt of some sort. Whatever it is, give yourself a prompt of some kind and get speaking. You can go straight into it, or you can prepare. You can review it after, or you can leave it as soon as you finish speaking. It's all good, it's all valid, it all counts. The whole point of this is that you will be speaking more because you'll be making it a habit. And once it becomes a habit, then you can focus on, okay, what do I want to actually do to speak better? Which areas do I need to work on? Is it vocab and grammar? Is it the non-verbal stuff? Is it the listening? Is it the mindset? Is it something else? And you can begin to bring that in to your solo speaking habit so that you're working on the stuff that you want to improve and that you need to improve. What we're doing here is we're really getting comfortable speaking in a safe environment where we're not worried about being observed or judged or evaluated in some sort of way. It's just us. So it's cool. Truly, one of the most useful things you can do to speak better in another language is develop a solo speaking habit. Do it regularly so that when the time comes and you've got someone in front of you and you're speaking with another person, you're gonna feel so much more relaxed. And if you do want to speak better in another language, then I have a little something for you. Inside Language Life, the easiest way to develop a solo speaking habit is the Speak 28 by 28 challenge. This challenge is exclusive to Language Life, and it is, as you might suspect from the name, a 28-day challenge that gives you daily speaking prompts, daily video lessons to really help you build up your speaking confidence to a point where you feel like, yeah, hell yeah, I am fluent, I am well on my way, let's do this thing, I have everything I need in place to begin to speak better in this language. Even if you're a beginner, even if you've never spoken this language before, even if you don't think that you have time to get better at speaking right now, you do, you can do it. I've broken it down super simply for you in this challenge. The challenge is always inside Language Life, so it's ready for you to take on at a time that you are ready. You can set those 28 days for yourself and decide when the time is. And just like the rest of the Language Life program, the challenge itself also works for any language. And I know you might be thinking, how does that work? I thought there's prompts. Yes, the prompts have been designed to work across languages. I call it language agnostic, right? This is something that is really about how to learn languages, and there's no language specificity involved, because really so much of the work that we do is language agnostic, right? It crosses across language. That's sort of the least important bit of the whole thing. And because it works for any language, you can do the challenge multiple times for multiple languages. You can do it for a language even if you don't have anyone to speak with, even if you have no resources for a language, the challenge will still work for you. So if you're ready to become the best multilingual version of yourself, that person at parties who previously you kind of envied when they switch between languages so effortlessly, that can be you, then definitely hop on in, join Language Life, get started with the Speak 28 by 28 challenge, and you'll begin to develop your solo speaking habit. You'll be speaking better in another language. And yeah, you'll have this process ready to replicate again and again, however many languages you want to learn. I will pop the link above me with a little card. I'll pop it in the description so you can join Language Life, get the Speak 28 by 28 challenge, begin to get that habit today. And yeah, if you have any questions, let me know in the comments below, and I will see you very, very soon. Thank you. Bye.